Yeah, I don't.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. It's business of the week time. We have brand new business of the week open and close little segments and liners. They sound really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We had those done. Our voiceover guy, who is amazing, did those for us. And anyway, we'll interview him one day. Today, we have Function First. Spine and Sport with us today. Well, actually, not the whole office is here, but Dr. Cindy Van Sickler is here, although everyone is certainly welcome.
Oh, I should have told them that.
You know, we should call one morning and just make them all talk on the air.
No, well, then we could test if they're answering the phone like I asked them to.
I can do, what was the popular thing in the 80s? I can say, hi, what's the phrase that pays? There you go.
They would hang up on you straight away.
I would too. Sorry. I would too.
So that's worse than those Google Assistant calls that you get. Yep.
Yeah. I dial arounds and everything. Dr. Cindy Van Sickler is here, and she is a board-certified sports chiropractor.
Yes.
Which sounds really cool.
Really fancy.
Yes, it does. And if you're looking for a chiropractor, I can tell you from talking to Dr. Cindy that you want yourself a board-certified who has put a little more time in.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Cindy knows things.
Yeah, we talked about earlier in the week, it came with some extra post-grad education a board exam that I'd take in Chicago, and then 10 additional sports-specific continuing ed credits I have to do every year.
Every year, we have to update this thing. Yeah. So Dr. Cindy is using new knowledge and not the same old stuff she learned in school.
No, because the same old stuff you learn in school isn't fixing the new...
Right.
ways people are finding to mess themselves up.
Isn't it amazing that people find ways to mess themselves up?
I sometimes think people are making stuff up when I ask, well, how did this happen?
Munchausen's. That's right. You don't hear that very often, but
right?
Munchausen syndrome. That's right. That's right. Mine would be by proxy. I don't want to be hurt. So everybody's going to Google that now.
Right?
Munchausen's by proxy.
You're going to be causing accidents leading into the whiplash we talked about yesterday because people are getting on their phones.
Business is picking up, Dr. Cindy.
You're welcome.
That's right. And it's all part of our evil plan.
Yes.
Today we have, we don't personally have it, but today we are discussing, right? I hope not at least.
No.
We are discussing plantar fasciitis.
Yes.
Look at me getting that right.
I thought it was going to take you a few tries.
I thought it was too.
Yes.
Thank God we can edit. I was afraid. Okay, we can't edit. I'm kidding, but still. Plantar fasciitis, for normal people like me that have no clue, is?
Inflammation of the plantar fascia. So anytime a word ends in itis, it's inflammation of the word before. So your plantar fascia is actually the most superficial tissue on the bottom of your foot.
Takes a lot of abuse.
Yes, yes, it does. Yeah. And depending on whether, and most people know whether they're more flat-footed or they have a high arch, the cause of the actual symptom is much different. So people with a flat foot, they actually have the pain because they have no support. Everything's always just collapsing through that plantar fascia. Whereas people with a high arch, if they have the pain in the bottom of the foot, it's typically because the tissue is too tight. So it often leads into completely different ways of treating the same condition in different people.
Is there, once you have this, is there a way to treat it yourself, or are you kind of silly for trying to treat it yourself?
No, I mean, there's different things that I'll tell patients to actually do at home that in the early stages, if you did, you would probably be able to decrease the pain a lot faster.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times too, I'll say, hey, roll your arch on a golf ball. Like every 1 to 2 hours, just make sure you're rolling that tissue out. A lot of times I'll have people freeze a water bottle. And if you get the water ball out, not only can you roll your arch on it, it's also icing it at the same time.
I never thought of that.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We try it at home. It doesn't work. We're still screaming bad words when we get up to walk.
Yep.
We call Dr. Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
You call us, you make an appointment, you come in for your appointment,
very important step.
Yes,
that helps.
And then we do a thorough exam because I don't always assume when people say, hey, I have pain in my foot, that the pain's actually coming from the foot. Because there's been a lot of people who thought they had plantar fasciitis over the years that I've treated. It actually was coming from nerve pressure in their back.
I remember talking about that earlier in the week.
A lot of people, they didn't even notice, but I'd get through the exam and they're like, you didn't even touch my foot. But I would say, hey, walk up and down the hall.
Yeah.
The pain's gone. And I said, yes, because it wasn't actually. Yeah, textbook plantar fasciitis is usually you'll have that pain the first few steps getting out of bed. And then as you get blood flow to the tissue, the pain actually improves. So
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it ever, if it's plantar fasciitis and not back related or anything, does it lead to surgery? Is there a surgery for this?
If you let it go, like for years, or because with a lot of conditions like plantar fasciitis, it is sometimes it just gets better, and so then people think, oh, I'm just better, and then, you know, a year or so down the line, it comes back again.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, when you have episodic plantar fasciitis, it leads into bone spurs on the bottom of the foot.
Now, I would think, having been involved in the restaurant business,
yes,
and retail, dear friends in retail management and so forth, but folks that are on their feet all the time,
yes,
that think, okay, my feet are just sore because I worked 10 hours today.
Yep.
You need to have this checked, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the bad thing about the way, too, shoe development is going, is a lot of people think, I'm on my feet all day, I need a lot of cushion on my foot. No, sometimes you don't need a lot of cushion. What you do need is almost more a simplistic shoe that your muscles can actually adapt to your flooring.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of times when people get too much cushion in their foot becomes, I call it, it's a dumb foot. It doesn't actually support itself anymore. And that leads into that tissue actually getting stretched out and inflamed.
It's like my oldest child. Doesn't support himself anymore.
You know, you're just lucky he is probably not listening right now.
I guarantee he's not listening right now. Guarantee it. It's too early for him to be up, so I know.
You're like, that's how I know.
That's right. My youngest boy now, he's probably listening on the stream. He's the nurse in Montana.
Ah,
the
yes.
The hospice care nurse, yes.
Yes.
I'm batting 500. Yeah. So, I'm a heavy guy, as I have to point out, because obviously you can't tell. That's why I wear these bed sheets. Try to cover my figure. But I would think heavy people who spend a lot of time on their feet should probably be mindful of this.
Yeah, because it just, you're putting, I mean, with anything, you put more force through a tissue that can't adapt as easily. Yeah, it's going to break down a little bit faster.
Now, I have been told, actually by a veterinarian, who was not my doctor, although they're cheaper. I wish she was. Great doctor. Yeah, my dog has been experiencing sciatica. No.
How would you go about fixing this?
How would you treat
this? This is very interesting way to go about the healthcare system.
I saw that in a movie once, actually. But I was told with dogs, and then the doctor pointed out, and humans as well, that for every pound or so of extra weight, it exerts X amount of extra pressure on places that are not built for it.
Yes, which typically are our foundation. So our feet, our knees, and our hips are going to get the most wear down. And if you look across the board at the most orthopedic surgeries that occur in the United States, it's going to be in those knees and hips. Yeah.
So many questions about this because I know so many people that have dealt with plantar
fasciitis.
My mom dealt with it for years.
Yep.
Didn't want to have anything done, but finally, you know.
Had to have something done.
Yes, finally had to.
Yeah.
She worked on her feet all her life.
Yeah.
And it was rough.
Yeah. And I've had patients who have been post-surgery on some of the different surgeries they do for plantar fasciitis, and sometimes they're worse off, or sometimes they're back to baseline quite quickly.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's what I always say, and with most conditions, a lot of times people say, oh, you're just saying that because you're a doctor, get in there early. But no, if you catch stuff at the earlier stages, it's going to financially be a better situation
for
you.
Fixed and done with.
Yes.
Instead of dealing with it the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I always like to give people preventative measures. So once you're out of pain, give you exercises to strengthen the area so hopefully it doesn't come back again.
Well, I think we talked on Monday, and I know we've said this off air, but what I like the most about what I hear from you is we want to fix things and not cover things up.
Yeah. And that's too, you know, some people with plantar fasciitis, they can take ibuprofen and the pain is, it's manageable through the day. So then they don't think they get to anywhere. But being on ibuprofen every day is definitely not the way to go about
things. Not
healthy. No.
Not at all. If people knew. Yes. What ibuprofen does to your body. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I Google that, but please park your car first.
Oh, yes. 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 Do not Google while driving. Don't drive like I do. Oh, please don't. I take naproxen because of what the others do to your liver, but then also naproxen in long-term doses has its own problems.
Yes.
Folks, your body, this is not my medical opinion, and I'm certainly not speaking for Dr. Cindy, but if you treat your body right, your body will heal itself.
Oh, it does. It heals itself in so many different ways. As long as you're giving your body what it needs, it's going to be able to provide immunity for you, help fix tissues for you. So, yes.
My doctor, April, that I told you about on Monday, the DO, April would always say, well, you know, bodies were around a lot longer before doctors were.
Yes.
What? How do you think we survived?
Exactly.
Yep, that's true. And she was right.
Yes.
She was right.
Yes.
She always said, I really wish that y'all would put me out of work.
Early retirement.
That's right. That's right. I love it. But Function First, Spine and Sport, Dr. Cindy Van Sickler, who, as you can tell, I don't have to say board certified sport chiropractor, but she knows her stuff. And what's the average visit time?
So for new patients, it's typically anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour because I take so much time figuring out on that first time.
That's not a long time, though.
No, not really. But in most cases, when you're looking at different appointment times anymore in the medical field, it is quite a lot of time with people. I learn a whole lot about my patients in 45 minutes to an hour.
I'm sure, yes. But, you know, I wait. Good grief. I wait an hour in the little exam room at the ENT's office.
Yes.
I mean, for him to come in and stick a scope up my nose. I mean, if I go to the chiropractor for an hour, I'm getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, and I'm actually, unlike most doctors, I'd like to run on time. Only because everybody's time is valuable.
You don't schedule like 15 people at one time?
No. I don't even know if that many people would fit in our waiting room.
And you doctors that are doing it, you know who you are.
Shame on you. Shame.
I love going in the office and all 30 people were scheduled at 7:15.
Right, and then they get to talking and then you have anarchy.
That's right. I love it. Dr. Cindy Van Sickler is with us. She is our business of the week this week. Well, she's not. Her clinic is. The Function First downtown. The address is?
604 Sumner Avenue.
I know right where you are. Mm-hmm. You're actually near our news director.
Ah,
he lives over that way, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Yep.
I like him, so I won't give his address out.
Well, maybe he'd get nice mail.
He might. He very well might. And he's like me. He's he doesn't know anybody here. He could use some nice mail.
Yes.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
He always come downtown as a nice group of businesses. I've loved being in downtown.
You know, he played a lot of sports in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
He may have some chiropractic needs as well.
Well, I hope he's listening.
He was actually, I understand from talking with him when he first came here, he is a big-time record holder on a lot of things.
Oh.
So, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Still in good shape at his age.
Yes.
At his age, like he's 90. His ripe old age of 29. All right, Dr. Cindy, thank you again this morning.
No, thank you so much, Bill.
We will wrap up tomorrow morning, Friday morning. What is our topic tomorrow morning?
Sciatica.
Sciatica, something I'm unfortunately familiar with. I've been, watch this, I've been sitting on that for a while.
Good old jokes.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, folks. Thanks to our business of the week, Function First, Spine and Sport. Dr. Cindy, we'll see you in the morning.
Yes.